This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Daryl Ryder joining us now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, I was enjoying the puppy conversation. I'm tempted to get one myself.
We could do what the morning show did for you, Daryl, where we just talk into a segment while you're on the line.
What, you just yell at each other for 10 minutes?
Yeah, while you just sat there. That was the funniest ending to an interview I think I've ever heard. You're like, are we done? Okay, good. We're done. I enjoyed it today, guys.
Great conversation. Talk to you later.
That's right.
All right, Daryl, we got to get to the most important question. How are we feeling about the game on Sunday?
I'm still very optimistic, especially with Myles Garrett being just fine. No issue there with the hip. Garrett told us that in the locker room today. Kevin Stefanski mentioned it after practice. No game designations really for anyone other than Mike Hall Jr. ruled out with the knee. Of course, he's about 8 months or so here removed from knee surgery, so not a surprise there. But otherwise, this Browns team is as healthy as you can ask them to be. So I'm I said weeks ago I felt the Browns were going to win in week one, and there is nothing that has transpired to move me off that. I think that the Browns are going to win on Sunday.
Would you lock it in and make it a guarantee?
Well, you know, I don't like doing guarantees because those always get me in trouble, but I'm feeling pretty good about it.
What about this? What if you agree to guarantee a Browns win and then JP agrees to guarantee a Bengals win? Would you feel more confident locking it in then?
No, this has nothing to do with JP guaranteeing anything. It's just it's a principle thing for me.
You're both cowards.
In the sense that
you're not guaranteeing anything either.
I'm not going to be responsible for giving them the kiss of death.
Okay, because if I guarantee it and they lose, everyone's going to blame me for guaranteeing it. So that's, you know, these are things I think about, Nick.
What does scare you about this game from a Browns perspective?
Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. That Bengal offense scares me absolutely, but. That's about it, because their defense does not worry me one iota outside of Trey Hendrickson.
So when you look at this game, I am curious, like, if they win, if it's a nice win on Sunday, how much does that go to influence your overall thought about the Browns' direction this year?
I don't think it's going to sway it either way, because as I, in my mind, came up with how I think this season's going to go for them, I factored this in. So it's not going to change my opinion one way or another. What could, I will acknowledge this though, Nick, what will likely, potentially, I should say, change my view of things is if then they're able to go to Baltimore and they beat the Ravens and they start 2-0, that might change the way I feel about things. But I already had them win in week one, so that's not going to alter my perception of how I think this season's going to go for them.
Is this a big game for Myles Garrett?
Well, I mean, look, he always plays well against the Bengals. 9 sacks in his career against Joe Burrow. He has not sacked another quarterback as much as he has sacked Joe Burrow. I don't know if it's a big game, but it's, you know, it's an opportunity for him to eat early, that's for sure.
Daryl, your tweet, I reacted to it earlier because I took it like Shelby Harris might have been a little frustrated earlier and might have made it kind of uncomfortable. But I'll read the tweet for everybody out there. And I just kind of looking for clarification. So basically see if I have to say, hey, that was my bad, or whether maybe my read on this was valid. But
no, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not your bad. It was a very unprofessional handling of it by Shelby Harris. And I will also say the Cleveland Browns, because that is something that should have been worked out ahead of time if there was an issue.
Can you explain it to people? Because I got a little confused even in the wording.
Yeah, so what happened is last year, remember there was the big brouhaha in Cincinnati about reporters being in the locker room, all the cameras and things like that. And the number one concern is that players are dressing in there, and you don't want to risk having players caught inadvertently on camera getting dressed. And that is a very reasonable complaint and concern from the players. No question about that. And so apparently, unbeknownst to us, that movement is still continuing. Basically, what they want to do is they want to kick the reporters out of the locker room. Well, the problem with doing that, and I know fans don't care about it, but I saw some responses to my post. We can't do our jobs if we don't have access to the players. And the only space that we can have access to players is the locker room. I do feel like as we get into the future here, with new stadium construction, new facility construction, whatever. Listen, there is no place I would rather not be in my workday than the locker room when players are changing after practice or they're getting dressed after a game. Okay, but we have to be in there. That's where we can talk to the players. Now, if the NFLPA and the National Football League want to come up with a system and a facility in a room in which we can do that, where everybody is available that we need to be available to us, I'm all for it. But the way Shelby Harris handled that today was beyond unprofessional. Now, I will say that after words, he came back and talked to us again, and he was a lot more calmer, and he was a lot more professional. And again, I won't say beef, but there is a legitimate concern there. And times have changed. There's more cell phones and cameras around than there have ever been. And so the likelihood of something getting shown somewhere that shouldn't be shown somewhere increases. And unfortunately, there have been instances nationwide where that has unfortunately occurred. So, but he just could have handled it a lot better than yelling and screaming at us. We're in there to do our jobs. We've done nothing wrong. We've always been respectful of their space. From my position, a player's locker room, when I'm in a locker room, whether it's the Guardians, the Cavaliers, the Browns, I'm in your home. And I understand I'm a guest in your home, and I conduct myself accordingly. I don't sit on your furniture. I don't hang out at your locker. I'm not there to be friends with you and all that kind of stuff. I'm in there to get what I need and get out, as are all of my colleagues. And, he came across like we have been causing all this angst and problem for them. And I just, like I said, I think he handled it extremely unprofessionally at first. And then, later on was a lot more professional when he was talking to us the second time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Daryl. It's a good explanation. I just didn't know necessarily how the whole thing went down. Let me ask you, though, speaking of players speaking and saying whether you think there are any sort of words that maybe they shouldn't say or get another team riled up. Jamar Chase and his dog pound comments. He just continues to say things, and he acknowledges he's a troll, and that's okay. But he continues to say things that you stop to think to yourself, why did that come out of your mouth?
Hey, you do you, boo. Keep doing it. I don't care. Like, hey, give us the content. We'll take it. Right. This rivalry has in recent years been a lot of fun. One, because it's the one team in the division that the Browns actually can compete with on a regular basis and win against. And two, the war of words that tend to travel back and forth. Now, not a lot came out of the Browns locker room this week, and it seemed like we were going to have a very quiet week, and then that happened. So, for whatever reason, the Bengals like poking the bear when it comes to the Browns, and then the Browns slap them around for four quarters, and that's that. So let the Bengals run their mouths, and then hopefully the Browns do the slapping around on Sunday and walk away 1-0.
How cognizant are the Browns of the new taunting procedures that cost Philadelphia last night early in that game? Because I would imagine if you don't celebrate, that's a loaf. We might be walking a line here on Sunday.
Well, and that was the question I asked Kevin Stefanski today, because as we know, no defense celebrates 20-yard overthrows of receivers better than the Cleveland Browns secondary does. So, they got to be cognizant of the taunting and things like that. And I'm not saying that that's what they do, but Jim Schwartz wants them to play with swagger and play with energy and confidence, and I am all for that, right? But the thing now is you're going to cost your team if you cross the line. Kevin Stefanski was very specific today and direct. He went over it in the team meeting again this morning because of what happened between the Cowboys and Eagles last night. He said, we know the rules. We understand the rules. We're not going to complain about the rules. And we better follow the rules. So they are aware that taunting is and the unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, those flags are going to fly if the officials see anything they don't like. And Kevin Stefanski obviously does not want his team being penalized over stupidity. Whether you, me, anyone else disagree with it, we want to call it the no fun police or whatever. That is what the NFL is focused on this year. And as we know, when the NFL focuses on something and emphasizes something, they tend to go overboard with it. So the Browns have to be very careful here, not only Sunday, but in subsequent weeks, controlling how they celebrate.
Daryl, you were smart, tough, and accountable, and that's why we love you. Great stuff.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend and enjoy the game Sunday.
Thank you so much. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We will get to that last bit there, that idea of penalties, what the Browns should be looking out for, and division winners coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.